3 from Leith, number 89.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Thank you.
Kicking the show off there, that was the Stereo Movers from Montreal in Canada. Friends of Three from Leith, been featured a number of times before, and a fantastic track, and expect that one to be popping up on podcasts all around you. If you listen to some of the other podcasts that I listen to, then I'm sure that one will be popping up, because I know a lot of my friends really, really enjoy the Stereo Movers, and I think they deserve everything that they get. I think they're hoping to get a record deal at some point soon. It would be a shame to lose them from being pod safe, but there you go. Great stuff, great start to the show. Hope you've all had a good week. I'm rushing the show a little bit this week because I'm very busy. I'm out on Friday night, so I'm recording this on Thursday, and I was out on Tuesday night. A fantastic night, although I can tell you that the day after, I was a tad hungover. Not the best kind of condition for climbing on a bike at 6 o'clock in the morning and cycling 10 miles to work, but then again, it certainly does clear your head. More about that night out after this. This is Laidenhead and Negative.
Yeah.
one to get the blood bump in there, that was Laidenhead, and that was Negative. And before that was the Stereo Movers, and I forgot to mention the name of that track, and the track was All I Crave. Apologies for that. But Laidenhead, that track was one I promised a few weeks ago when I played Ed Guinness's cover of that one. Laidenhead is a friend and co-collaborator of Ed Guinness, and Ed loved that track and decided to do his own version of it. So I did say at the time that I would play Laidenhead's original version, and that was it there. And a real pumping and thumping line to that one. Real distorted guitar mania. Enjoyed that one a lot, that really woke me up. I'll tell you a bit more about Laidenhead. He is from San Francisco in California. And his real name, no, I won't tell you his real name. I'll let you discover that yourself if you want to pop along to his MySpace page or to his website. As ever, the links to all the artists on this week's show will be at www.3fromleith.com, and I would encourage you to pop along there to read all about the artists, and there's links there, and if you enjoy what you heard, click through, find out some more about them, drop them a note, tell them you liked them, and as I always say, splash the cash, support the independent artists. If you can afford to and you like what you heard, why not send them some money and buy their music? If they have no music available to buy, then why not encourage them to produce some? Or buy some other merchandise that they may have on their site. Do whatever you can, because these people are giving us some fantastic entertainment. And most of them, like me, have a full-time job and families and friends. And music is a sort of hobby that they keep going, and they do it for the love of it and for pure entertainment. Anyway, that track was from the Small Bang CD, which you will be able to purchase. CD Baby is the place to go. You'll find a link to that on Laidenhead's site, and I'll also put a link up on the show notes so you can click right through. God, I'm starting, my voice is going a bit crackly here. It's croaking a bit. Maybe it's because I'm trying to rush too much and I've got a really dry throat. Maybe it's still the result of having been out on Tuesday night and having had far too much to drink with a certain Mr. Paul Parkinson, a podcaster extraordinaire, ex-editor of Podcast User Magazine, and still a founding member and contributor to the magazine. Parky was up for a conference in Edinburgh. I think it was the Association of Corporate Treasurers or something, 3-day bash at the Edinburgh International Conference Centre. And it's his first trip north of the border, which is quite surprising for an elderly gentleman. He's not an elderly gentleman. For a father and someone who's lived a little bit and who's travelled all over the world and travels all over the world regularly as part of his job, to never have been north of the border. Shocking. But anyway, he was up. He gave me a phone call out of the blue on Tuesday and said he would like to come out for a drink. So he came down to Leith with a friend of his called Neil, and we managed to grab Ewan Spence of the Podcast Network and the TPN Rock Show and various other media enterprises, and we went out for a drink. And I said, you know, during the week, school night, I can't really drink and stay out very late. I'll come out for a few hours drinking and that'll be fine, I'll go home. Well, the boys were in for a good night. There were company credit cards going behind the bar, and there were too many drinks consumed on my behalf. Somebody who doesn't drink that often and who could maybe manage a couple of pints had more than a couple of pints, and left the pub when the pub was closing and went home. And boy, did I feel it the next morning for someone not used to drinking. Hit me hard, I'll tell you. Terrible man, Mr. Parkinson, leading me astray. I'll put up links to Parky's podcast in the show notes. Flashing 12 is his main podcast. You'll find out more about him if you download the Podcast User Magazine, which will also be in this feed, on a 3 from Leith feed, and up on the show notes at some point. Well, not the show notes, in the website, because the new issue will be out by the time you listen to this, or is already out because it's after the 1st of May. Thoroughly recommend that. Fantastic read. And I think there's a strange bio of me in it this month as the new music editor. Anyway, do take a read of that one if you can, and recommend it to your friends if you enjoyed it. While I'm on the subject, if anyone would like to review any CDs that they bought from Podsafe artists, or if they've been to any gigs by Podsafe artists or bands, then feel free to, because Podcast User Magazine is looking for, Podcast User Magazine and me as music editor are looking for some great submissions to get more music into the magazine, so if you can write something, why not drop me a line? That's 3fromleith@gmail.com. And let me know if you would like to write something, or if you've already written something, why not send it along, and you could have your name and lights published in Podcast User Magazine to help spread the word about your favourite bands or your favourite artists to the world. Okay, enough plugging of the magazine again. I think I did that last week. Now, the next band, and the band who are going to finish the show off this week, are a new band to me from Bristol, and they are called Scarlatti Tilt. They are a three-piece, and they are Daisy Champin on vocals and piano, Greg Simmons on the bass, and Tim Smith on drums. These tracks are from their new CD, which is called The Gathering of the Haunted, which you'll find for the princely sum of £6, an absolute bargain. And you'll find links to that on their website and on their MySpace page, and also on the 3 from Leith show notes. And if you fancy just buying individual tracks rather than the whole album, you can buy the whole album or tracks that make it up as well from iTunes. And actually, looking on their website right now and looking at reviews, unless there's a misprint on their website, on their MySpace bio, then it is Daisy Chapman and not Daisy Champin. I corrected myself and edited out me saying Daisy Chapman. So Daisy, if you are Chapman and it's a misprint on MySpace, my apologies. The band are currently in the process of signing to a German record label called Dandyland, who are distributed through Cargo in Germany. The deal will also mean a tour of Germany might be on the cards, and you can find out more about that and keep up to date with that on the band's website. So playing us out this week is Scarlatti Tilt, and the tracks you're going to hear in order are The Insects Party, and the last track will be I Was Only Five. Great tracks, really enjoyed them. Hopefully I'll be bringing you some more from them on 3 from Leith in the near future. And in the meantime, I'd just like to say thank you to the band for sending the tracks. Indeed, thanks to all the bands played this week for sending me tracks or allowing me to play their work. And thanks to you for staying subscribed and for listening to 3 from Leith. Apologies for the short nature of this week's show, but I hope you enjoyed the music, and I'll be back again next week. Until then, I'll see you later. Thanks for listening. Cheerio.
Travel safe. treat of ice cream starts the dance. For the line of marching ants, the flies swarm to taste your scent. Your lips are warm and up for rent.
My name's Mark Hunter, and I'm here to tell you about Podcast User Magazine. It's the world's first podcast-related magazine. It's for listeners and creators of podcasts. In each issue, you'll find reviews of hardware, software, and of podcasts themselves, helping you to decide the best podcast to listen to and the best tools to use to create your podcast. Experienced podcasters from around the world write about their experiences in creating their podcast. Dedicated podcast listeners write about the podcasts they love to listen to. So be a discerning listener and a productive podcaster. Download Podcast User Magazine via the website podcastusermagazine.com.
My legs still dangled from chairs at that time.
Well, I like that.
Powered by Libsyn.